no trade. Well, again, his first question was, what is the difference in Yerush Shamayim and Yerush Chayim? He has not answered it yet. But I heard a shmooze from Mark Tishel on it, but we're learning Reb Chaim now, you know what I mean? I'm sure he does.
And that
clarifies. Yeah, I'm sure that he's not. Chaim Kanevsky wasn't the first one to thought of the question.
No.
And it probably wasn't the last one. So we're just learning what he says. Okay, I'm going to start again from the Gemara Lamed Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. By the way, the test has, I figured it's only fair. We learned 5 days a week new Gemara, so Monday through Friday. So four of them we spent on the Sugya of Trilus, and two of them, and one of them we were spending past that. So I figured 8 out of the 10 questions should be on that sugya, and the 2 last questions should be on the last day, right? If you split it 4 of 1, it's 8 to 10, so that's how I wrote
that's
the test. That's how I wrote the test.
Are people
allowed to use the
puffy calculator?
I know. So, that's okay. Nothing about writer. Why did we say that the woman who has a miscarriage, right, has to worry about that maybe it was a male? What difference does it make, right? As far as Eli made Tumah starting the Keva, this woman has to keep 14 days of Tumah because it might be in the Keva. That obviously includes 7. So try to turn the Keva, the Avalei Shvuayim, which is 2 weeks, yes, Bacham Asai Manah, within 200 there's 100, meaning within 14 there's 7. Really made Tara, so to actually lahach mishleim, my Tara de Sachar, so only give her 33 days of Tara, which means 26. Of Tari Nida. Says Nida, which means she gets no Yumei Tara. So what difference does it make? So to actually, of Tari Nida, top Rashi on the base, the whole Dabim Shetivit Tmeim. She gets no Yumei Tara. Any blood she sees, she's coming. So to Gemara, back to the Gemara. She sees on day 34, which she might be a boy, she might have been Yumei Tara of the Zachar. Then she sees a 41. So now she's in a state of, she doesn't know, meaning, if she wouldn't be a Shaila of Zachar, then if a woman would see any time after 14, right, or even before 14, that's the truth, it would be a Shaila of Nida or Meitara. Be a Shaila of Nida or Meitara. Zava would not be a practor, because if it's a Meitara, there's no Nidas or Zivas. And if it was Nida, she was a Nida already. So now it would be like a regular woman who sees Zav, either Nida or Zavas, depending on when she sees the Zav. But because there's a question of Zachar, on Yayim Lamadalan, it might be a Meitara of Zachar. And therefore, on day 41, now it becomes a Shaila. Is this a new Nida because Zachar is over? Is it a Meitara because she might be Yimei Tara of Nekeva? Or is she a Zava because on 34 she saw it became a Nida, so on 41 she's a Zava? Whereas if Zaka wouldn't be a factor, Zivas wouldn't be a question here, because the first period is always a Nida. Her first period was on day 34, she became a Nida, and on 41 she would become a Suffolk Zava, Suffolk. Let me reword that. If she sees on 34, right,
if it's a male,
then it's nothing. And then 41 would be Nida. If it's a female, both are nothing. If it's a Nida, the first one, 34, was Nida, and 41 is Zava. So if male wouldn't be a factor, there would be no question of Nida. Either nothing or Zava. And because male, and therefore, if it's a Zava, she would keep 7 clean days and then go back. Because male is a factor, there's a third suffix. 41 might be Nida, which means 48 would be Zava. So therefore, it messes up an extra factor to factor into her calendar.
Once we have a stop that we don't give her Yimei Tara, why are we using the coolest of those as to produce the suffix? Why are we even considering the kula of
we don't give her Yimei Tara means we don't know. There's no psak not to give her Yimei Tara because she didn't have a baby.
The
so therefore we have to deal with it.
But
Well, it's a chumrah.
But you go with chumrah.
It's a chumrah to give you your meitara here.
So look,
your meitara has two parts to it.
Correct.
It has a kula, but it has a chumrah because now you don't have a calendar. Can't ignore it. If she feeds 34 and then 41, she now has to worry that she's a nida. And everything's messed up till 48. So Russell like Dalit like Dasa, but you saw 34. I mean, it's Maya. I forgot that Chati must be a Meitara to Zachar, even though she might be a Meitara. But Sapkina lay below blood, but takes the Nida. Because you heard the Chazal Yay Memal of Sukhesler Yasa, and now she sees 41, which is the eighth day. But Tirtzali and Shemarit Jem connected Yayim, and she only saw one day, so she wants to keep one clean day. I mean, of Vadhachaya, maybe it was a baby, Mizacharaya. I mean, if she saw day 41, if seeing one day, you become a Zabak Tara, which is a Shemarit Shai, which means you keep one day clean. But if 34 was the middle of your Mezachar, then 41 is Nita. Nita needs 7 days. So here this lady is not Mutter on day 42 because she might be a Nita. She might be nothing. She might be a Nita. She might be a Shemarit Shai. We have to be machmer. Whereas if Zachar wasn't a factor, she's either a Shemarit Shai or nothing. There's no Nida. Shemarit Shai. Keeps one clean day.
Nida would be
7 days, regardless.
It's more chomer than if Zachar.
Yes. But except that Nida doesn't need clean, and Shemarit Shai needs clean. The reason I'm down on the entirely. Vashti David Chilis Nida. This is Nida. Vashti Makakinala, the only Tavlat Memches. She can't go to the mikvah to 48. To Ches the Riach Reina, which is the eighth day of the last Riach. Be in love with the sake of the Zachar. If not of Zachar, have a Tavlat Lamoka Riach Membeis. Mamarashah. She would have been able to go day 42. In love Vahu, if she didn't have a baby.
Why not 41?
She has to keep one clean day. She saw 41. So she has to keep the beginning of 42. Has Shemarit Shem connected Jaime? She has to keep one clean day. No, there's no reason to go to Mikvah 41. Why?
Because she finished.
She goes anyway for 80 days because she's in the Yemei Tara. Viv Lanhu, in the Chevi, Akasi Abedam Tayyarat Shemaynim, straight to the Zachar, Mekalkalala, and the subject of Zachar now messes her up. Here is a lady that, if not a Zachar, would have been able to go to the Mikvah day 42. And now, because it might have been a Zachar, she has to wait to 48.
Wait, not a Zachar, why could she go 42? What?
Again, let's say Zachar wasn't a factor. So she saw day 34. So we say, if it was a baby, she's in Yemei Tara. If it wasn't a baby, right, she became a Nita. Day 41, she sees again. If it was a baby, she's still in Yemei Tara. If it wasn't a baby, she already had Nida 7 days ago. So now she's a Shemarit Shaim. She only saw one day. She's in the day she could become a Zava if she sees 41, 42, or 43. But she only saw one day, so she can go to Mikvah 42 and she'd be Tyra. But because it might have been a boy, so 41 might be Nidus, and therefore she has to keep 7 days. Back to the Gemara. The chen din in the keva. Shem tira yoyim ayin dalel. She sees day 74. The tarza betira yoyim payalof. Okay, she sees 74. If it was a girl, she's in Yimei Tara. If it wasn't a girl, this is Nida. Then she sees day 81. If it was a girl, 81 is Nida. If it was not a girl, it was nothing, then on 74 she became a Nida, on 81 she's Shemarit Shai. So because we don't know, she has to keep 7 days. She can't go to the mikvah till 88.
That doesn't explain
No, no, just telling you a fact. Rashi, the chayin in the keva, claimant, was faking in the keva, and I'm in the calculo haiku kula. And the subject of the keva also messes it up this way. I'm peches. The way come by peches, you can't go to the mitzvah to 88. The other pshitel on the lav vadu, had we known that this wasn't a baby, right? And she had a period on day 74, have a tavla lamacha, but you ain't pay base. Then she could have gone to the mitzvah day 82. The rias pay aluf, b'acharas yom shvei nida l'nidei, because 74 was nida, 81 is within the 11 days, and then she only has to keep one clean day. So the mesafkalon, the mavlad hava, but because it might have been a baby, but rias diem alodawan, dam tor havi, and 74 was nothing, v'ashka v'tchilas nida, l'tav la peches, she doesn't go to the mikvah till 88. Period. Because we had such a hard week this week with the chesvainis, the Rav Ashi and Rabina were kind enough to put a blot and a half of Agada to end right now to have an easier Gemara. Dr. Gemara Vaita, Rabbi Small, Oimer, Yoimem, Alam, Pesach, Lizach, Lulanita. By the way, I don't know that as a fact. It just happens to be we have Agada to a blot and a half now. Tanya, Rabbi Small, Oimer, Timei, Vitir, Mizachar. The Torah said 7 days of Tumah and 33 days of Tara by a male. Vitimei, Vitir, Minakeva. And the Torah said 14 and 66 by a girl. Notice that the creation of a boy is the same amount of days as the tumah and tara of a boy. Add 7 and 33 is 40. And how many days does it take for a baby to be created before, way back, when she became pregnant? 40. So 40 is the amount of days that the baby is created. And then when it gives birth, 40 is the amount of days that the birth affects her. 7 days of Tumah and 33 days of Tara. It's the same number, 40. Not, again, a baby is created in 40 days, and then when she gives birth, there's a 40-day aftermath, if that's the right word, consequence of birth. Same amount of days as the creation of the baby.
It just happens to be that way.
Happens to be.
There's no coincidence.
But that's what he, Rabbi Shmuel, is saying to him. So I haven't gotten any further. So to be small, so by a nekeva, she gets 80 days of consequence.
His opinion is
so he's saying this is a source. The consequence of birth is the amount of days a baby forms. That's Rabbi Shmuel's chiddush. That the 40 and 40 is not a coincidence. There is a correlation. And therefore, it's 80 and 80. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says.
He wasn't one in the mission that said
it. He said 80 days. Right? He's explaining himself. Rashi, Timev and Timev and Zachar, Mem Yoim Bein Shneim, 40 days between the two of them, Zayin L'Tumav and Lama Gimel Yoim L'Mei Tayer. Okay. Zachar Gemara, Amru Loi L'Rabbi Shmuel, Amru Loi, Ein L'Mei Dim Yitzhirim L'Tumav. You cannot learn out creation of a baby from the days of the consequence. It's not shy to each other. So he held it is, and they held it's not. Amrulai, Rabbi Shmuel. So now they told Rabbi Shmuel, Maisa b'Cleopatra, Malchus Alexandrus. Cleopatra, who was Alexander the Great's wife.
Queen of Alexandria, which makes more sense,
because
Alexandria
is a royal seat. What does Archko say?
That's what I was just saying.
I just want to know what Archko said.
I was quoting
Archko. I didn't know that. Shenischaivu shefreseh hariga lemalchus. She had two servants that deserved the death penalty. Ubatkan, umatzon zev zev lemem aleph. And what they did is, they checked them, they were both pregnant, or they impregnated them, and then they killed them, and they found that the day 41, that one had a boy, one had a girl, and they were both equally formed. So they wanted to prove to Bishmo that girls get formed to 41 days. They said, look what happened. There's a story, a scientific experience, because they don't mind killing people in those days, not that they mind today either, but in those days, Americans think that people mind killing people. No place else in the world do people mind killing people. But in those days, right, they didn't make believe that they mind. And And they checked them, and it was equally formed. Amalem, and he may be lechem raya ben atayra. I'm bringing you a Torah to show you the difference between the days of Tum and Tara, which I think correlate with the days of Yetzira. V'ata made me lie, I'm in Ashaitim. And you bring me a Raya from a bunch of fools.
Well, that's not exactly a proof he brought.
Is that a proof he brought? Dr. Gemara, my Raya ben Atayra. What was his Raya from the Torah? Is it because of the correlation of Tum and Tara and the days of Yetzira, Hakami Lein, Donny Yetzira, Mituma. They told him who says to compare the two. So it's not a proof. Amr's Kraw Teleid. Says Imnekeva Teleid. What's the word Teleid? Imnekeva. Pasik says, Ishikari Yel, Zelcha, Tamash, Vashem, Vachar, Tamash, Vashem, 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 Tamash, Vashem. Could have just said Imnekeva. We know we're talking about giving birth. That's what we've been talking about till now. Taylor is an extra word. The Torah is telling me that Nekeva gets formed later. The extra word Taylor, even though it means birth, it means the creation, is a longer creation.
They don't come back and push back on that?
No.
This would be a Ryan to the...
Well, again, we're not finished. We're still in midstream here. Frank the Gemara, my Ryan and I Shaitim. Why is it Shaitim? They made a legitimate experiment, and they proved it. Why did he call them fools? Fools means they made a mistake. What was their mistake? He says, Amen, the chamber called them Yabra, but Yabra called them Zohar. Who said she wasn't pregnant before? They decided that the pregnancy started on the same day because of their experiment. How did they know she wasn't pregnant before? Maybe the one with the girl was pregnant before, and therefore it was 81 days, not 41 days. So the proof is not a proof. And therefore he said, Shaitim. They didn't consider all possibilities. Again, proof is 100%. The minute you create doubt, it's not a proof. There you go. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. The Chayim Lariga, Mutayich Shayim Dem Slaharek, and because they were Chayim Misa, Nisu Behem, they used them as a test, an experiment. The Yichdum Labia, and they put him aside for Bia. The Karu Shteim Le'emet, meaning they basically got these women to have a relationship on a certain night, right? Where I guess they knew that this was their ovulation time. And then they cut him up at the end of, after 40 days. The Nimtzeh Chatzach HaVeach HaNecheva, and the experiment worked, because that's what they were looking for, a boy and a girl. And they found they were equally formed. So they proved that it's 80 and 40 day for both. Teleid, dim the cheva, teleid, kro yiseru. The matzil amichtav, dim the cheva, v'tamish v'layim, the sivrel, v'yol de zachar. We know it's v'yol de zachar. Yes, doctor.
The woman would be very easy to tell if one prior to that, which is taken until it occurs a week after the patient's menstruation. And all they would have to do is keep the tent up, wait for them to finish, have a period, wait for the period to finish, count 7 days, then have them have intercourse. You know, there are a number of problems from a tent. Not every intercourse upon a peak fertility results in a pregnancy. And then not every set of intercourses, 50% of the intercourses would produce one male, one female, 50% would produce either two females or two males. So
Again, I'll answer you.
The process doesn't claim every single thing is true, so I'm not, but tomorrow I'll say something.
Again, without getting involved in that issue now, I'm not going there. It's very simple. This girl might have been pregnant before and had a period. There are pregnant women that get periods. The Gemara talks about it all the time. Your letter's the Zava. I mean, she had two periods. One is an Ida, and later on is a Zava. So it is possible for a pregnant woman to have a period. So the fact that she had a period does not indicate lack of pregnancy, even though there's a good chance that she's not pregnant, which is what they relied on, but it's not 100% not pregnant. Your second question is, how did they know one would be a boy and a girl? They didn't, but they didn't care. They figured they'd try it out. If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. and they looked and saw one was a boy and one was a girl. And they were at equal point information. So they walked away saying that their experiment was 100% proof. And Rabbi Shmuel was saying, they're shaitim, because it doesn't prove it 100%. That's what he said. That's all. Again, you know, without being a doctor, I've just said what I know. The Gemara says that women can have a period during pregnancy. In fact, not only that, the Gemara, we'll see later on, says that Muberet is not a Musalekis Dumim till after 3 months. A woman has to be Chayshish for Vestas the first 3 months of pregnancy. That's what the Gemara says. That means the Gemara is kind. Now, Reb Moshe says, Lishtana Teva. Because it's very interesting. It's a very interesting Reb Moshe, because Reb Kiveger still says a woman has to keep Vestas for 3 months. He says, that's what it says in the Gemara. Somebody asks Reb Moshe, and he says, once the pregnancy test is positive, she doesn't have to keep Vestas anymore. So they asked him, Kiveger. He said, Lishtana Teva. Now, that's Reb Moshe. Now, it's like Margaret. So, right. Dr. Gemara, right. Rabbanan, how does Rabbanan respond to Rabbi Shmuel's slug up of the proof? And its response is, some of the Nafsashkinu, before they locked them up in a room, they gave them both an abortive medicine, a medicine that causes abortion. And therefore, they cleaned the system out. There was no pregnancy. And therefore, they were sure that these women were not pregnant, and Rabbanan held that the proof is 100%. Rabbi Shmuel, how did he respond? Not always does this medicine clear out a baby. Not 100%. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, maybe she was pregnant before the male. I forgot she hid them, lived over Yom Echad. Even though they put him in the room the same day. Now, the truth is, again, from my limited non-medical knowledge, a woman doesn't necessarily conceive the night of a relationship. It is possible to conceive within 72 hours later. So it's possible that one conceived on a Sunday night and one conceived on a Tuesday night. And the same relationship that they had on Sunday night, depending on when she ovulates. However, It wouldn't be 80 days. It wouldn't be a 40-day difference. It would be small, so there would be a 40-day difference. But I ought to say they were the same formation. Might have been a day behind, but it wasn't 40 days behind. That's what he's there saying. Sama de napsa, sam shemapelos by, that it causes her to miscarry. When napsa, it cleans out, kol zera shebimayim, all zera in the womb, kaidem lachem, beforehand. Don't think about it right. I'm a lemon be small, yes.
Absolutely correct within certain
medical knowledge. My medical knowledge, is the Gemara says a woman can get pregnant, conceive within 3 days of pregnancy. That's the Gemara, right? That's where my knowledge came from. What? Do I know? I can make it up. Yes, it was taken orally. Do I know? How would Archgold know?
The potion is taken orally.
They had, as long as there have been medical records, there have been a board of pass,
various plans. That's right, okay. Right. Let's get it right. I'm sorry. I'm going to be small. So be small comes back with a second story. Maisa b'Cleopatra Malchus Yuvanus. Now, some of the Achrenim have a shaila, is it the same? Is it a different Cleopatra? She was the queen of Greece. So, Alexander the Great, his descendants, were the rulers of Greece and of Alexandria. So, is this two different Cleopatras? Is this a different Cleopatra? So, honestly, I don't know. I saw Achrenim talk about it. I'm not 100% sure. What's bothering them is one's called Malchus Alexandra, one's called Malchus Yuvanus. Why would they have two countries? Is it the same lady? She ruled over both. Is it one lady here and one lady there? They all came from the same, we would call Geza in Hebrew, from the same royal family. Alexander the Great, or his Talmidim, I don't know if he had offspring, but whoever it is, whoever succeeded him, they became the Greek Empire, and they split up the Northern Empire, the Southern Empire, whatever it was, right? That's where Antiochus comes from. Our Hanukkah story comes from Talmidei Alexander, right, from his offspring. So, wherever it is, yes.
Cleopatra and Ptolemy, the male, were titles like Abimelech. They went from generation to generation.
Yeah, okay. It was Julius Caesar's mother, wasn't she, Cleopatra? Somebody, she's in this story. I never read it, but I heard about it, yes.
The mother of a child, the one which is famous, was the mother of a child who had relations with both Caesar. She was his mistress, and then she was also mistress of Mark Antony after she had died. But Alexander had no children. His empire was divided on four
kids. Okay. Well, just believe it.
So Rabbi Shmuel's not bringing his story
yes.
now?
Again, this is a different Cleopatra. As I didn't know that the doctor says Cleopatra was like president or Pharaoh or Caesar or Abimelech or whatever, all these things. They're titles, Shwarmalka, all these titles were different titles for different countries. Right? So I didn't know that. So Cleopatra is the title of the queen of a country in those days. Thank you for telling me that. Next time I'll sound like a learned person. I'm going to be small. Ma'isa b'Cleopatra Malchus Yavanis, sh'nishchaivu sh'pchisei ha'riga l'malchus. U'batkan, u'matzen zokar l'arboi v'echad, and it came with a pay-alof. And they found them at different stages of formation. They had one live with a person and then check them 41 days later. Another one, they decided to check them 81 days later. And they were in the exact time, exact stage. So to be small, if anything, it proves me right. I'm relying, that's a foolish proof. Notice, same language used. He used on their story, they used on his story. My type of. Israch, I don't know where he changes it. Israch? Ichrach. It's Ichras. He changes it. I bought in Yemen. She became pregnant 40 days later. Meaning, they both had a relationship the same night. But who says they both became pregnant on the same night? One became pregnant night one, and one became pregnant 40 days later. And she had another relationship. So, it doesn't prove anything. Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, the same
relationship. Did they kill them?
What? Eight later. They killed one at 41 and one at 81. Right? They waited 40 days to kill the second one. More. So the assumption was they became pregnant the same night. Who says? Maybe one became pregnant and one became pregnant 40 days later.
They didn't let
them
live with anyone else.
Did you see that so far? No, they locked them up. They didn't let them live with anybody else. Rabbanan ain't apotropis larias. There's no guarantee. Who watched her? Whoever watched her is the one that lived with her. You can't say that nobody lived with her. There's no such thing. Arias is a big desire for males and for females, but more for males, and therefore you can never assume that she didn't have any relationship afterwards. V'dilma, Zog de Gemara, V'dilmi karu l'ach de nekeve b'abon b'char av mishtakshik ha'zachar. Let's take Rabbi Shmuel's version, meaning let's accept his thing. Right? I'm sorry, but maybe 41 and 81 was the same. Maybe that had they ripped her up 40 days earlier, they would have found her also the same as a male. The fact that they didn't test her at 81 doesn't prove that she wasn't there that way at 41. So, the Gemara, my Bible, is the name Shavim. They were exactly equal. You cannot have a formation 41 and 81 at the same stage. There would have been some change. There would have been nails or hair or something would have changed. And the fact that it was exactly the same indicates that there wasn't a 40-day same, no progress made in the creation of the baby.
How do you cut her open at 40? How do you cut her open and get up to 80?
They didn't. You have two women. One you cut up at 40 and one you cut up at 80. I mean, they could, for all I know, they had a whole institute of testing. And they used people who had chiyuv misa to test them for all kinds of different things. Except that they weren't chayav misa. That's the difference. Isn't there an experiment in the South that they use the Tuskegee, whatever? Every stuss I remember. Isn't it amazing? I wish I remembered Gemara like I remember Tuskegee. The only reason I remember, yeah, every stuss you remember. Reb Chaim Kanevsky davened that he should forget everything besides Torah. He used to forget everything besides Torah. And I remember everything, unfortunately, besides Torah. Yes.
Was that in Alabama? Where is it,
Doctor? Tuskegee's in Alabama, yes. They had, no, they had, they stopped, took charges, and they tested them on different things.
There was a group of young men with syphilis, and instead of feeding, which they did have some rather horrendous treatment, syphilis, which usually didn't kill you, instead of treating, they actually followed them out to tertiary syphilis, and then they died. It was the Tuskegee experiment. It's the source of all of the modern ethical committee.
Is that trashy? Rashi, the Shemir Mesfinu, Shleibor Adam Aleim Eloi Sayyim. Frank the Gemara Vedumi Kuru Rabbi Shmuel Parach. Ni Nami the Shemir Mesfinu, even though you Rabbi Shmuel rely on the Shemir, Kulaki Minola Shle Nights when it came at Bayalov. Who says that she wasn't created then? Dumi Yikar Lachzi Amal Pamishtaka, maybe she would have been created by 41. But some name Shabim, the Kavit Shanim Tulyim Bayalov, Lohoye Bereha, her limbs, the Sarah, the Tipanel, and her hair and her nails, Ella Kashir Shazakhali Mamala. She was exactly the same as her male counterpart was 40 days earlier. Okay, this is where the test goes to. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Echad Briya Zakhar, Echad Briya Sakeva. Frank the Gemara Chachamim Haynu Tarakama, which Dr. Harris asked yesterday. Tarakama said it's the same mount of creation. The Chachamim repeat it. What is it? Why does the Mishnah repeat it? B'chi Tamil Mistama. Is it to tell me that the Stam Reitz Karabonim, the Yachid Rab Malach Karabim, is it to let you know that the first opinion wasn't an individual? Right. The first opinion is Tarakama. Might be an individual. And then we have Rabbi Shmuel. So how do we pass him? How do we pass him? Right? Did she get, is it Yetzirah, is it a lot, if she miscarried the girl at day 42, does she have to sit in Yemei Tumatara or not? Rabbi Shmuel would say it's not a birth till day 80. Right? Rabbana said at day 41 it's a birth. Rabbi Shmuel would say till day 81 it's not a birth. There's a big halachic nafkamina here. So if it's an individual against an individual, how do we know who the paskin like? So therefore he comes back and says, "V'chachomim, tell me no. That first opinion is not an individual. It's a rabbim. And therefore, Yaakov a rabbim, halachi to rabbim. Pshita. Obviously, when you have a Tanakama without a name, you assume it's a, more than one person. You don't need a v'chachomim to tell me that it's a rabbim.
Let's see, open it up at 8:50. What does a girl look like?
There's no semen. Again, honestly, I wasn't there at the experiment. I don't know. And by the way, they did not have ultrasound because today, without killing the woman, they could have a constant ultrasound checker every day to see the formation of the baby.
It means to say that it could be a Zachar who has no semen there.
Again, the, according to Mishmol, a girl is not considered a baby to
the day 80. Oh, even if she
had
some money in the cables. She's not
what happens to a baby before 40 days?
It's nothing.
So, according to Mishmol, a girl is nothing till day 80. Whatever nothing means by a boy, the same nothing exists by a girl till day 80. Well, it comes from physical.
I understand, but it doesn't. We don't call her a girl yet.
We don't call it a birth.
We don't call it a birth yet, okay.
Dr. Gemara Pshita.
I can tell you.
And for the Gemara. Mal detayma mistabra taima de bishmol. Kamasai le kroi. Yes. Tanakama, you would assume, is the one we paskin like. It's a sam. It has all the milas. But on the other hand, Rabbi Shmuel brings a pusik. Tele. He had an extra pusik. Kamash Malan. No, that the rabbim argue on him and don't paskin like him, even though he has a pusik on his side. Rashi. Rabbi Shmuel has a pasuk. he brought Taylor as a proof. Therefore, we would say we passed like him against the Tanakhama. So we have to come back and tell you, B'chachamim, that the Rabbim disagree with him. And therefore, we pass like the Rabbim. Again, that's a good question. What do they do with the Pasuk? But they disagree. Rashi. Hayinu Tanakhama, the Tana Le'el, Yoy Mem Aleph, Teishel L'Zachal L'Nekev L'Nida, Alma B'yath Nekev L'Yoy Mem Aleph. The Tanakhama said that. The Chi Teima, Reisha L'Hokhi Tana Le'el L'Ashmin, and Stam of the Masnis and Karabonon, to tell me that the Stam at the beginning is a Rabbim, V'nishma M'nei De'ilkos Ha'kabasayu, period. Look, Rashi, we learn it here of me, Girsa Perusha. I don't like this. I don't like this Girsa that I just explained, and it's perish. Because the first Girsa Rashi had is to tell me that the Stam of the Mishnah, right, meaning we have a Raka that we pass like a Stam Mishnah. We have a halacha that we paskin like a Stam Mishnah. We always paskin like a Stam. You know, every halacha has its exceptions. The rule is we paskin like a Stam Mishnah. So Rashi's first girsa had it that the reason it says chacham at the end is to tell me that we paskin like the beginning because it's a Stam Mishnah. So therefore, it says for Chacham at the end to tell me paskin like this stam. Dr. Rashi, I don't like it because the rule is whenever you have a stam and then a machloikas, we don't paskin like the stam. So stam is not a positive here. You want to tell me that we paskin like a stam? The rule is whenever you have a stam and then have an argument, we don't paskin like the stam. So Rashi says, you're right. The Havim mean it wasn't that we passed him because of the Stam. Rashi brings our Girsa. The Havim mean is we passed him because it's a Rabbim. The nearly the Hagi guards. He tamed the Mr. Makarabon of Yaakov Ramaloch Rabbim. Shita. Of course we passed him like Rabbim. Now the Tamer, Lochi Prusa. He tamed Tanahak Sefer. Lashmin under Stamilel, Stamil Rabbonin, he, to tell me that it's a Rabbim, B'yachav Ramaloch Karabim, Shita the Stamil the Rabbim, he. We always say it's a Rabbim, I have a Sassime, Tanya Rebbe. But Ashikha Yechidah Adamar Haki, the name of Pliny. We would have assumed it's a Rabbim, because anytime Rebbe says a Stam, unless we have a name to that, we say it's a Rabbim. And for the Gemara, no. I would think that it was Teled, the Mao the Tamer Kamash Malam, the Hadar Rebbe, the Shadab Alash and Hakamim, Shmamina the Loch Kistam Rishim, Ava Pisha Machloikas Rabbi Shmuel Betzidai. Rebbe is teaching me that even though Rabbi Shmuel has a support, we possibly like not like him because it's a Rabbin. Okay, Stam Mishnah Kerem Meir means, it's a total misunderstanding, I should say. What happened was, before Rabbeinu HaKadosh came along, every Tana had Mishnayos. Every one of them. You went to a Meir's yeshiva, he gave you Mishnayos. He only taught you his opinion. You went to a Yehuda's yeshiva, they had the same Masechtas. Masechtas Brachos, Masechtas Peah, Masechtas Damai, Masechtas Klayim, Masechtas Shviyas. They had Mishnayos. Taught you his opinion. You went to a Tarfon's yeshiva, they had Mishnayos. They all learned Mishnayos. Every yeshiva. Rabbi Kiva had Mishnayos. Rabbi Shimon had Mishnayos. You named the Tana, they had a yeshiva, they taught Mishnayos. One opinion. Went to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, you learned Rabbi Yehuda's yeshiva, you learned Ganshas was Rabbi Yehuda's opinion.
Rabbi.
Came Rabbi, and he decided to put together all the opinions he felt he should know. But he needed a template. Who did he use, whose Mishnayos did he use to make a template? And from there, he would bring in different sheets. What was his template that he fit things into? Stam Mishnah Remeir. He used Remeir's template. And from Remeir, he veered off and told you Rabbi Yehuda, he told you Rabbi Tarfon, he told you Rabbi Akiva, he told you the other opinion. What?
Here we have Rabbi Shmuel.
He added Rabbi Shmuel.
And we
Stam Mishnah Reb Meir means he used that as a template. It doesn't mean Reb Meir didn't get it from somewhere else.
It could be a
Rabbi
anyway.
It could have been Reb Meir's grandfather, Grand Rebbe, whatever you want to say. His template that he used when he wrote Mishnayos, when he wrote, Memes Aikari Shema Ba'arva, Mishar Shakata, Bechlas Mechus Rav Shrasa. Whose template was he using? Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda. When Rav put together Sifra, he used Rabbi Yehuda's template. They all had prices.
It was like the format that they used.
Right. Yeah. Each one taught themselves, their own shita. Isn't that interesting? You go to a shir in halacha from Rabbi Hirschfeld, you hear Rabbi Hirschfeld's shita. You go to a shir in halacha from Rabbi Haim in Baltimore, you hear his shita. You go to Rabbi First in Chicago, you hear his shita. Right? They're not interested in telling you what Rabbi Hirschfeld has no interest, and he shouldn't have any interest to tell you what Rabbi Haim knows. It makes no difference to him. It shouldn't. Right? But Rabbi Haim has no interest in knowing what Rabbi Baruch is saying. He's saying, right? Let's assume they're all putting them on the same level. I never gave them each of a cousin. Right? So, that's what happened. Rabbi Meir taught you his shita. That's correct. This is Torah Mesinai. Rabbi Yehuda said, this is Torah Mesinai. Rabbi Tarfon said, this is Torah Mesinai. Now, they quoted their Rebbeim. Rabbi Meir might quote what he heard from Rabbi Kiva, his Rebbe. He might quote what he heard from Rabbi Kiva, heard from Rabbi Shua. But you didn't hear Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir's yeshiva. When Rabbi Meir died, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda said, I'll yes, this will come into Rabbi Meir Lakan. Don't let them into my yeshiva. They should confront him. Hey. They'll come and argue with me. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in what Rabbi Meir has to say. Don't let him into my yeshiva. Rabbi Yehuda. So, it came into the story, Gemara. So, Rabbi Yehuda Paskin, Sumcha snuck in, it was Tom and Rabbi Meir, he argued. So, Rabbi Yehuda said, see, this is what I said. You can't let them in. I'm Rabbi Yossi. The mayor makes. Rabbi Yehuda is angry. And Yossi Shasak, I'll just keep quiet. So he answered the mayor's shita from Rabbi Yehuda's question, or Rabbi Yehuda's shita from Rabbi Meir's question, from Sumchus's question. But that was the one. Rabbi Yehuda isn't interested. Don't let them in here. They're going to come and tell me the Rabbi shita. I don't want to hear what Rabbi Meir has to say. I'm not interested. I know the answers. Now, that doesn't mean he didn't allow them to come and ask him questions. He wasn't interested in the middle of shiur that Rabbi Meir's Talmidim to come up and dig stuff with him. That's all. Yes.
There's a time problem with that Gemara that when Rabbi Meir died, was he in town?
No, Rabbi Eliezer was in chair.
Rabbi Eliezer was in chair.
The man was never a cherim. It was a cherim. He let him back in. That was a different story. That was when they were younger.
I thought he only had one.
No.
I was wrong. Thank you.